talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Time for the Wendy's Yankees Turning Point of the Game contest here on The Fan. Wendy's, Yanks coming off a nice win. The official hamburger of those New York Yankees. First one to correctly identify last night's turning point in the Bronx against KC. 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pairs of tickets to a remaining 2024 Yankees regular season game. But it's all from your flagship station for the first place American League East, New York Yankees baseball, and The Fan. All right, it's BT and Sal. Yanks a game and a half up. Up next, four with Boston in the Bronx. Soto, that massive two-run bomb last night. We'll do a little baseball later, although the Yankees certainly did avert disaster when he took that foul ball. You're like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. Don't tell me we're going to be dealing with this now. But he is okay. He launched one. The Yankees win. They win the series. Now, let's get back to football. Giant fans, we'll get back to you. 888-808-1019. But Jet fans, on Tuesday, Aaron Rodgers on the McAfee Show was talking to you.
It's about playing the right way at the right time. We didn't play good enough last night. No excuses. Come along for the ride. If you want to jump off now, jump off, but then don't come back.
You know, I think if you see that in print, you're like, oh, look at Rodgers, testing Jet fans here. Who the hell is he? He's been here for a year. What does he know about our pain? He's right. He's not wrong. Now, he's saying it in a jovial way. He's laughing. And I was with McAfee on Tuesday. I got no problem with it. I'm a Jets fan. He's right.
I love Aaron Rodgers, and I don't have a problem with what he said, but I don't think that fans, just because they criticize week one, and by the way, I feel like the Jet fan, at least maybe it was split, or some people were ticked off, and rightfully so. You should be mad that they lost the game, and you should be mad that the defense got steamrolled, but also understanding realistically, it's not the same old Jets, and it's not the end of the world. They're going to have a better chance this year because of Aaron Rodgers. I don't think just because a Jet fan was criticizing the week one performance or the result, it means they're jumping off the bandwagon. Like, where is he getting that from? That if you criticize us, don't come back. Like, you're allowed to rip the team. Hey, Aaron, I got news for you. You guys sucked. Like, what, I'm not allowed to feel like that? Your defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. And the offense had one Jets drive. Congratulations. Like, that's a four-time MVP. I took it easy on him because I do see the bigger picture. And I do believe in Rodgers and do think that ultimately they're going to be okay. I don't think Super Bowl. I think that talk is lunacy. And they have a long way to go to prove that. But it doesn't mean that if we criticize you after a performance that deserved criticism, that we're off the bandwagon.
Well, I think he's searching for motivation, which, by the way, sometimes when you're 40 years old and you've done everything you could possibly do, even though it's early in the season, that's not a bad thing. I mean, he's not alone. I mean, Derek Jeter would always do that.
He's been
proving
himself. Not
necessarily with the fans, but kind of.
No, I know. Rodgers has been playing with a chip on his shoulder since he's a little kid. I loved that book that Ian O'Connor wrote about him. I couldn't get enough of it. I think it gives you even more insight. We knew a lot about Rodgers, but my goodness, almost every step of the way, he was doubted for many different reasons. And I think at this particular point, even after winning a Super Bowl and winning four MVPs, he's doubted, and maybe in his own mind a little bit too, because of his age, because of coming off the injury.
Yep.
Those are things that, and now, wearing a Jets uniform, and he's been proving people wrong his entire life. I'd love to see him do it again and prove everybody wrong and hoist the Lombardi trophy. I think it'd be great for Rodgers and this fan base. That's how much I really do love Rodgers and think he fits with this city. I'd love to see it. He's got to go out there and do it.
He's got to do it starting against Tennessee and then move into the Pats on Thursday and Denver, handle them, and so on and so forth. Last year's week one and the reaction was just so unique because it was this company, this tsunami of broken Jet fans over the years. We're inconsolable, beyond broken, and it just resulted in whatever the hell came out of either speakers or your conversations with your buddies. This year, I'm with you. This year, I think the reaction to week one was much more grounded, and I think it was much more representative of a more measured approach, which I think Jet fans have coming into the season. Now, if they're 1-3, that measure is going to be gone. But I think we were surprised by how the Jets got pushed around. I think we were angry by how we got pushed around. But I also think the perspective, and that's my word for the Jets, I do believe they'll be a playoff team, and I do believe they rattle off a couple of wins in a row. But I think that we were... just from a, we didn't get wrapped up in the 50 years of nonsense, the futility. We just got crushed on Monday night. We reacted to it.
But then couldn't he just say, I understand, because we deserve to get criticized for that performance, but trust me, we'll
be
all right.
He might have a different team. Yeah, I just played. Yeah, he might have.
And maybe you're right. Maybe even that tone was like, hey, for the doubters, people don't want to believe. Yeah. Go ahead, don't believe.
That's what I mean. Right. And that's where I'm with him. Now, I didn't hear a lot of people doing this, but. If and I would co-sign this, if you, and do whatever you want at the end of the day, but if you're the Jets fan who got a, whether it's your text chains or called shows, even if you called us, I don't remember too many of these calls, other shows, whatever, put it out on social media, the Jets will never win, the Jets are cursed, then I'm with you. Then just stay away. When the Jets are suddenly 7-2 and in the mix for supremacy in the AFC, which I think they've got a chance to do, don't jump back in. We don't need you.